multi-country show for the last time this calendar year, probably. I mean, I don't want to make any promises, but this, you know, doesn't happen all the time. 654 Roar if you'd like to get in. Adams Curving text line, Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Have I missed anything back home? Like, I know the weather situation. But like, in the building, is everything, like, the walls are still standing and the bustle of sales happening? Like, anything eventful happen at the station this week?
Oh, there, it's going to be different when you get back. Yeah. In fact, we're having another wall done in your studio as we speak. So I'm here sitting here watching them hang a backdrop. So, yeah, lots going on. I'm in football mode. I told you that we'll have an announcement hopefully in the next day or two about the kickoff show and a location there. About to get that nailed down. I'm excited about that. Started working on some football stuff, you know, the technical side of that this morning. And, you know, this is that time of year where you start ordering stuff and all that. Speaking of, I gotta tell you this. This doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I'll feel better getting it off my chest.
Oh, it's gonna be good then. I'm ready.
Quark, I don't call out companies by name when it's negative, as a general rule, but I'm gonna make an exception today. So I needed another TV here in the building. And I ordered one from the Walmart here in Easley. Like, hey, if you're going to deliver that for practically free and I don't have to leave the building, yeah, just bring it to me. So the very nice delivery lady shows up with a crate of water. This is yesterday. Now, keep in mind, I just ordered a TV. She shows up with a crate of water. And I said, I had ordered water from them in the past. I thought, okay, well, maybe I had something already in my cart. Great, I got a crate of water. I go out, I was like, hey, I can help you with the TV. She says, what TV? I'm like, well, the TV that, did you think I ordered a crate of water and that was it? So there's no TV. As she is pulling out of the parking lot, she says, oh, they got the order mixed up. You know, just you send them a, do the email or whatever, respond on the app. I get an email. Congratulations, your TV's been delivered. Like, no, it's not. I'm not thirsty any longer. Can't watch anything, but I'm not thirsty. So, and the email, like, has the picture of the girls sitting the crate of water down, you know, like that. Anyway, so you can't talk to a real person. Finally get a alleged real person on chat. And, yeah, we messed up. There's an error in the system. We'll issue you a refund. Like, I don't want a refund. I want a TV. Just bring me the TV I ordered. Can't do that. No. It doesn't work that way. Can't do that. We have to issue you a refund and then you reorder.
No.
It's like, fantastic. How long is that going to take? 10 days for the refund. Because we have to research to confirm that the TV wasn't delivered. Like, you have a photo of this crate of water that is supposed to be a TV. So now they're going to tie up that money for 10 days and then you have to reorder? I don't get it. I mean, like, I'm a big fan of, you know, home delivery and all that now. I don't like going in stores, but that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You now acknowledge that you didn't bring me the TV. But you're going to hold my money for 10 days?
All right. I have questions. I follow questions about this, okay? I understand that it might take a bit of investigating to figure out, was it stolen off somebody's porch? Like, I understand you're not in that situation, but, like, you know, there's a package.
Sure, people lie.
Real thing. Right, and so people lie. Yeah, people lie about it. Like you've got several issues here potentially. How long is that going to take? Number one, just ask it. Just drive. Look, somebody drove out to deliver the stuff. Somebody else drive out and do the investigation. Like it ain't hard. We got cameras, by the way.
Well,
we probably can see if a TV showed up and it didn't make its way in the picture.
I do think I was talking to a real person finally on chat. And she acknowledged that there was an issue in the system, and they know, and she knew that that the TV wasn't delivered. Why can't you just send me the TV? I even offered to come to the store. I said, I'll just come pick it up. I was being lazy in the first place. I'll just come pick it up. Can't do that. We got to issue you a refund.
How long did it take the alleged TV to show up in the first place? Like between when you ordered it and when it got there, how long?
I ordered it at like 8 a.m. and requested delivery at like 2, and it was about 2 o'clock. So I contacted them. I mean, like I said, the girl wasn't even out of the parking lot yet. Jed said, sounds like Amazon. I have never ever had that issue with Amazon ever. I have, however, had – this is the third issue I've had with Walmart, but nothing this – not to this level.
Jason in Columbia says, this is what happens when Walmart's got a bankroll Calipari's basketball roster.
There you go.
Let's start cutting some
corners. Any opportunity I have to blame it on John, I'm going to do it.
Sam, whoever's in charge, this is Coach Cal. Listen, you may have to withhold some TVs that were purchased because we're going to need to pay an extra $150,000 to the top 50 recruit we just brought in. If you could just withhold some TVs or maybe just, like, have one mysteriously disappear. And, Calipari, the mob boss, too, is, he's saying it with a suit and tie in the back. Maybe one of those TVs just disappears. Maybe we just make that thing go away. Maybe we just send him an email saying it was delivered, and then it ends up in old boy's apartment.
Yep.
Here in Arkansas. That's exactly – you know what? That's how long the out-of-bounds investigation took. Walmart, it takes 10 days to figure out their own corruption. This right here, 12 minutes. Took us 12 minutes. Really,
so,
like 7 minutes.
If somebody from Measley Walmart, just give me my TV. Keep the money. I don't want to go through this again. Just bring me the TV. You got a million of them sitting in there on a crate. Just bring me the TV.
Just
bring me the
TV.
Life doesn't need
TV
to be like this.
One. Hank says that there's a really thirsty person who got a TV instead.
Yeah. Oh, I'm waiting to get a bill for the water. Like, I will pour that stuff down the drain before I let you have it back.
Oh, man, that is amazing. That is amazing. Lake Murray Michael says, just wait till you get the request to review the TV. Did you enjoy your experience?
This TV ain't waterproof. I know that.
It's not waterproof. Oh, Lord. That is so funny.
Yeah, see, we're getting a lot of text. It's normally you order something and then 30 minutes after it's supposed to be delivered, you get an out-of-stock email. That's happened to me a couple of times. But not like this.
Oh, man.
It just, I don't know. I mean,
not convenient, as the texter says.
Thankfully, it's not gonna break us that we've got to wait 10 days for our money. But, like, what if you're the person who you've been waiting for Friday payday and you finally got enough money to replace your TV, and this happens to you, and then you got to wait 10 days before you could even reorder it because you don't have the money. That just burned me up.
Hotter seat at the end of 2026, Walmart delivery or Dabo Swinney?
I'm gonna go Walmart delivery. Yeah.
Let me get back to John's question here, okay? Because this is gonna come up a lot, all right? And things change very quickly. I think things can change for the positive and the negative very quickly. So let me just say this. If Clemson wins 7 games again this year, Dabo's not getting fired, okay? But obviously he will be on a hot seat because Clemson's not paying for 7 wins. Also, it would be the first time in his tenure that you would have back-to-back really subpar results. Normally, that doesn't happen. I mean, even in the last 5 years of decline, you'd say after 2020 there's been decline. 21 was not great. 22, they won the league. 23 was not great. 24, they went to the playoff. They won the league and went to the playoff. 25 is not great and worse than 21 or 23. So let's see if they turn it around. Yeah, I mean, if they're an unprecedented low, yeah. That's my thought on it. I don't think it's going to be a problem because I think they're going to be better. In fact, in just a little bit, I'll get to my 10 things I think about Clemson preseason camp. And I'm trying to sort of gauge the things that will have to happen to make me feel better and worse. Like there are buzzwords and names and sort of things that I think if they're discussed or not discussed, I'll be in a good mood or maybe in a bad mood. But I don't see this season just being a disaster. I mean, we could play. Honestly, we could do that. And I know Clemson fans will say maybe it's more credible with Clemson. We could do John's scenario. Not that it's a bad question. We could do it with every single team in the country. My one rule of college football right now is that everybody has a 4-8 in them. And some programs, 7-5 is 4-8. But whatever the floor of your program is, you can hit it literally at any moment. Nobody is immune from hitting the floor any season. That includes Clemson, that includes Ohio State, that includes everybody. I think anybody could do it. So you could ask that question about almost anyone, any season right now, I think. Fair? Is that fair, Ben?
That is fair.
Okay. Let me do this. We got a couple minutes here. I jotted down. I've been thinking about this the last couple days. This is our last show before Clemson's preseason camp kicks off. We've got Will Vandervoort coming in hour 3 today. And so we'll ask him some of these things. I wrote down 10 things. They're not really in any particular order, but the first thing that came to mind, I'm going to say first. And Ben, I want to ask you your number one thing that you think or feel about Clemson's preseason camp coming up. Here is my number one thing that I think or feel. Clemson will have whatever caliber of season Chris Johnson Jr. allows them to have. Okay? Now, that seems odd. Because Chris Johnson Jr. is probably not going to start. He may not start any game for Clemson this year. I think if Chris Johnson Jr. doesn't play, that Clemson's offense is not going to be as explosive as it needs to be. I think if Chris Johnson Jr. plays and is negligible, I think Clemson's offense will be less predictable, but also not as explosive as it needs to be in order for Clemson to, like, win 10 games. I'm talking about, like, win 10 games and avoid the doomsday scenario of another 7-game season like John is talking about. But if Chris Johnson Jr. plays and is impactful and is a big play machine like he was per touch at SMU and maybe gets a few more touches and are more creative and maybe special teams and all that stuff, then it allows everybody else around him to be better. It allows Gideon Davidson to be better. It allows the receivers to be better. Christopher Vezina is better. The offensive line has an easier time. I think Chris Johnson Jr., if he's used the way that it feels like they're excited to use him, I think he is the key to the season from a skill player standpoint. And if the coaches are talking about that during August in certain credible ways with the buzzwords we like and not the buzzwords we don't like or not what we feel is lip service, then I will feel better about this season. Honestly, of all the things I think and feel, that is the one that I feel strongly about. It may be a real spicy take. But, Ben, I think the number two running back is the key to Clemson's offense.
Respectfully, I think you've lost your mind.
There are some other things that I'm worried about, but that's it. What is – okay, let me ask you this. Before we get a break, let me ask you this. What is the number one thing – that you think or feel about Clemson football heading into preseason camp?
Well, while the rest of the Clemson world is focused on quarterback and quarterback alone, it seems like, I know who the backup quarterback is. It's one of two people. Quack, don't have any clue who your backup offensive linemen are, and that's a position where there's always injuries. I'm not trying to convince people and encourage you to be concerned about something else, but I would say there's a lot of reasons to have questions about the offensive line.
Ben, my number two thing I think and feel is just the question, how do you prepare the offensive line for LSU? We are so on the same page about this. I want to talk about this when we come back because I'm curious your thoughts and specifics about your opinions here. We'll discuss with the folks as well. 654-ROAR if you want to get in. Adams Griffin text line. Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. More of a Clemson football preseason camp preview right after this.
Want to stay up to date with everything the Roar has to offer? Follow us on social media at The Roar FM so you never miss a live show or event. The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
You know, I've had a great experience flying internationally, but it's not been Breeze. And let me tell you something, Breeze Airways is amazing. They have got dozens and dozens of flights domestically all over the United States in a bunch of different locales, including Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. At GSP, you can fly to 10 different locations direct, from Los Angeles to Fort Lauderdale up to Columbus, Ohio, and a bunch of places in between. They connect the country through GSP, and that number has grown. They just added two more. Cincinnati was one of them that they added. To me, this is an airline you want to get involved with because the price point is one of those sort of budget airlines, but the amenities that you get and the experience you get is big boys. And the folks who started this airline started other airlines that started small and made it big. You need to get to know the folks at Breeze Airways out of GSP. BreezeAirways.com for flights and more information.
The games may end, but the opinions never stop.
You're totally off base on this.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176 or visit cantyconfixit.com.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selections range from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. Why wait? We have the room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasley.com or 829 East Main Street, Easley. East Main Furniture, where style meets savings.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a social media manager.
Did you just post our Q4 earnings to your personal social media?
Oh yeah, used a trending audio and everything.
That's confidential financial data.
Relax, it only went a little viral.
The SEC just commented with the eyeball watching emoji.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Walk can get a little excited sometimes.
Anna Cole, three for the win. Yes! Anna Cole with 3.1 seconds left.
Come join the party.
Out of Bounds from noon to 3 right here on The Roar.
The train back to Boston and we're jumping the gun. And I'm telling you, baby, this is the part I'd run. But I like it when you're nice. Like it when you're nice to me. Well, there I was.
Kwok, I play this rejoin for this very reason. You were, I think it's when you were on vacation the first time. Unlike this time today.
Yes.
And Sam was filling in. And I played, it's been several weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And I said, mark it down. This is going to be a top song. And people laughed. And Sam sung the song, hummed the song for about a week after that in the office. Like, thanks a lot. It's in my head. It's number 5 on Billboard today.
Ooh.
Try to tell you, people. Try to tell you.
Number 5.
Yeah, like on mainstream Billboard.
Yeah. All right. That's a good jam.
There you go.
I got to be honest. That's really good. It's simple.
Yep.
Nothing too elaborate.
Stella Lefty. She's good. She's Man. Good. I was telling you during the break, we were talking about Justin Flo. Yeah, that Justin Flo that committed to you. I don't know if he ever committed, but you thought you were going to get him back in the day.
I looked it up. He never did actually commit to Clemson. But honestly, we asked the question because it was that long ago.
Yeah. I read this morning that he is starting his 7th year of football, 2nd year with – the UNLV Running Rebels. 7th year. He was in the recruiting class with Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Darnell Washington, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jalen Carter. Yeah, that guy. Still playing football.
My goodness. Yeah, they posted a highlight of him. He should be making highlight plays in practice. He's 25. That guy's been playing college a million years.
He'll be 25 by the end of the season. That's right.
Holy smokes, man. Clemson could use some old guys like that on the offensive line. I want to hear more about your offensive line stuff because I think we're in the same spot, and I want to specifically hear what is it that you need to hear from coaches to make you feel better about that unit heading into Baton Rouge?
Well, I'd like to just hear, you know, the 10 names of your two deep. We'll just start right there. Coach, if you have a little ankle sprain or something at, pick a spot, who's the next guy that comes in and who are you confident in? And, you know, I'm really not trying to throw shade when I say this, but we have had seasons where at this point of a calendar year, you go, well, you know, we got 13 guys we're comfortable with. I couldn't pick 13 out of a lineup right now. I don't, who are they? Now, they haven't said that about this season, but I mean, you know, you said that in the past, and then it looks like you got like seven. I am praying for seven.
Yeah, we have laughed at Dabo about this in the past, about the, yeah, we got 14 guys we can win with, and he only plays nine the whole season. It doesn't track right there.
Now, if those starting five are healthy all year, you might be okay. That's just not reality most years in with an offensive line. So that I think your offensive line, we just saw this with Miami and the way they've rebuilt their team. We've seen how much better everybody else is when your offensive line is good and an elite. So my concern level on that side starts right there. And I want to hear, you know, it's not the sexy pick position, I get it, but I want to hear who they're running out there in camp and how they're doing.
I am 100% with you on this for this reason. If you don't get offensive line right, it doesn't matter how good Christopher Vezina is. He doesn't have a chance. It doesn't matter how good Tate Reynolds is. He doesn't have a chance if you don't get offensive line right. Here's my follow-up question, okay? By the way, if you get quarterback right, it doesn't automatically make your offensive line better. But if you get offensive line right, it does automatically make your quarterback better, to your point.
Yeah.
Is it more important to win the season or win the first game? In your mind, I think you could probably ask the same question at quarterback, because that's the calculus. When you're thinking offensive line, are you thinking find the offensive line that's going to play for me in November, or are you thinking we got to figure out how to win this first one?
Well, I mean, you need to do both, right?
Yes, that's the answer. You saw through my trick question. Yeah. Look at you. You have to do both. To me, the way you beat LSU might not be the way that you beat Georgia Tech on November 14th. You got to have some experience. I've said this several times, and I don't love the idea of having two little baby linemen at your tackles going into maybe the toughest environment in the country at Death Valley at night. And yet, you could easily see Braden Jacobs at left tackle, barely played left tackle, and Easton Ware at right tackle, never really played anywhere all that much. You could definitely see that. To me, I want Braden Jacobs at left tackle, okay? Just know that. Even if I think Easton Ware is my right tackle, I feel like I've got older guys and some mature guys that I can play in the interior. I've got to find some way to get Colin Sadler at right tackle. I have to do that because he can play tackle. He's played there before. Or, you know what? Or Elijah Thurman. Put Elijah Thurman at one of the tackles. But one of those guys that has cross-trained at multiple places, we have got to get them at one of the tackles. Just for this first game. And then you know what? You go to game two, you go to the Georgia Southern game, you can put whoever you want out there. But to me, the offensive line that you feel best about in game 10 or like long term or maybe even in the program is not the offensive line necessarily that gives you the best chance to win at LSU. You picking up what I'm putting down here?
Yes.
About maybe a different strategy game one versus like the long term development of the program?
Yeah, I may go with the experience over, in some cases, may go with the experience over raw talent in this first one.
Agreed. Totally agree. Honestly, that's what I'm thinking about quarterback. Everyone wants to see Tay Reynolds. I want to see Tate Reynolds. I think it's great. I think if Tate Reynolds plays at LSU, then things have not gone well. That is a bad night. You do not want to see Tate Reynolds in game. Even as much as you want to see Tate Reynolds play, you do not want to see Tate Reynolds in Baton Rouge, because that is not an advisable situation to put a freshman who didn't really play a senior year of high school in his first collegiate game. You don't want to do that. You'd rather have a softer landing spot. Don't do it. You need Christopher Vezina to get the job, win the job, stabilize things, and then play well at LSU. If Tate Reynolds plays, that means Vezina has not played well, in my opinion. Same thing on the offensive line. You do not want little babies at tackle. And if you do, let me tell you something. If those guys play well, the upside is tremendous, all right? If Ware and Jacobs end up being your tackles and they end up playing well at LSU, well, then you're good. You're good for a couple years at tackle, barring injury. You don't have to worry about them at all. I just think having that as your plan A is asking for it. So I agree with you. I think how do you prepare the offensive line for the LSU game, understanding that it might be different than preparing the best offensive line or the most talent, like you're saying, Ben, for the season? A few more of these things that I'm thinking and feeling about Clemson preseason camp. You got some of these, get in on the Adams Griffin text line or the Pratt Andrew Lawyers phone line. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to get in. Let me see. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next on the phones. What's up, Jason?
What's up, Quok? Man, Lake Como. Now, if you think back to the end of the first Daniel Craig James Bond movie, when he walks up the steps of this villa, that's on Lake Como. I mean, you're living the life,
yeah,
man. That's definitely a destination for me, man. I knew you were talking about Blossom Game. I was actually supposed to take a business trip this summer to Dubai, but with everything, you know, their space there, we decided maybe we'll table that one for a while. So,
You know what's crazy? They are in, I'm still trying to figure out exactly how it all fits together. EuroLeague is a little bit complicated, but Dubai is in the EuroLeague. Like, they're going to fly private, but they are flying from Dubai all over Europe to play. And then the teams in the EuroLeague will fly there as well. But that's like West Virginia in the Big 12. That is a lot of travel that you are doing by yourself.
Yeah, I was going to tag team Dubai and Abu Dhabi, but we were just like, nah. We had people that were already there that were like, yeah, there were sirens going off, and we were just like, we'll wait. But it's not that important. Business, schmizness. But anyway, hey, listen, on the, you know, with Bingo John's call earlier, you know, Quok, you tell me if I'm going soft in my old age, because, I think it was Garnet Gold called Facts and was talking about this is talking season, everybody's happy and sunshine and rainbows, and I was like, this dude hadn't been listening to Clemson fans. Like, I don't think that's the case with the Clemson fan base. So, but I'm looking at this kind of like, look, Dabo's still a young man by coaching standards. Okay, he is already a Hall of Fame coach at like 56 or whatever, and he says he wants to go like another 25, 30 years, okay? And
right.
So we know that it is at his apex. He's top of the sport, absolute top of the sport. And we have seen, although all of us were mad that it took this long, we've seen changes, the changes that we all asked for. So to me, Quok, I'm kind of looking at this like, Dabo cost him a couple years, even though, like you said, 2024, you're in the playoff. I mean, it wasn't that bad. But, you know, he cost him a couple of apex years not adapting in certain ways. And so I don't think he's going to be able to get it all back in 1 year or one offseason. So to me, Quok, if, like you said, the young talent on this team by the end of the season is cultivated and it's demonstrable, and the quarterback situation, to me, the only way this season is a failure, barring if you just go like 2-9 or 2-10 or something stupid, who would do that, Mike Norvell? But like, as long as the quarterback, whether it's Tate or whether it's Christopher Vezina by the end of the season, is a legit quarterback and you know what you have, then I'm going to consider this thing a success, and I'm going to look to ramp up exponentially next season. I'm probably going to get destroyed on the text line, but am I being too soft? I'm trying to be pragmatic here. What do you think about that approach?
No, I mean, I think you're right. I don't think that's soft at all, Jason. I honestly think a lot of Clemson fans agree with you. Like, to me, and this is before the season starts, this is the perfect time of year to be a little more positive with your takes because nobody's gotten hurt in practice yet. Nobody's lost a game. There is a little doubt in the air, so you can kind of feel your way through that. I'm 100% with you on this. I think you're right. You're not soft. I would call it responding to the calendar, Jason.
Yeah, well, and my 49ers are taking on all the injuries for everyone in the preseason already. So thank you, Kyle Shanahan and the substation. Thank you for your service.
Oh, man, outstanding. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the phone call. Great stuff. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Clemson football thoughts. You have them. Get in. 654 Roars, the number 654-7627. David and Spartan, we're coming to you on the other side. Out of Bounds continues right after the break.
Clemson men's basketball season tickets are on sale now. Coming off three consecutive NCAA tournament appearances, the Tigers return seven players and welcome several key additions as they look to continue their winning ways under Coach Brad Brownell. This year, Clemson welcomes Duke, Auburn, and Georgetown to Little John. Don't miss the action. Renew or get your season tickets today at ClemsonTigers.com.
My friend Bob Brookover said today as we were taking our boat cruise on Lake Como that Como is really kind of like Lake Kiwi and Lake Lugano in Switzerland is more like Lake Jocassi. And I actually said to him, you know, at Falls Park at Kiwi, you have access to both of those. And he was like, look at this, true professional. We're in the middle of Lake Como and he's doing an ad. But here's the thing, you could do both of those. Falls Park at Kiwi, 71 home sites. You're talking about unbelievable value, really affordable lots and plots. And Jim Anthony, the creator of Falls Park, this is a great neighborhood to do two things. One, the natural lifestyle, the sustainable lifestyle, the community lifestyle, you get that. And you get the security and the pride. With us today, William Quagamush and Ben Milstead. This is Out of Bounds. Will Vandervoort is going to join us at 2:05 this afternoon. First, let's go back to the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines where David in Spartanburg is up next. Hey, David.
Hey, man. Thanks for getting me in. I'm going to talk fast because I have a lot here. Do you remember me calling in after the AP preseason poll came out last year? And I said, Quack, I'm looking at it. They're all overrated. And we kind of laughed and we decided, well, they can't all be overrated. Do you even have any recollection of that conversation at all?
I do remember it because I thought it was crazy that they all could be overrated, and you ended up mostly right, if I recall.
Well, I went back and looked. Of course I did, because we like numbers, don't we, Clark? And
sure.
To the point is, there's 25 teams in the top 25. We all agree on that. The AP people, they live it, they breathe it, they sleep it, they know the coaches, they talk to the players. They are so good at this. Out of the 25, how many do you think they got exactly right from the preseason to the final poll after the national championship? And I'm not going to hold you to it. Just guessing.
David, we actually talked about this today. So 13 is the number.
Are you talking about exactly right, or are you talking about included in the poll?
Exactly. How many did they get exactly right? In other words, if I had a monkey and I said, throw it to the dartboard, he could get one or two. They got none right.
I'm going to say two.
Didn't get any right.
Well, none.
Nobody was in the same spot.
They got none right.
Okay.
They do this for a living. They got none right. All right? How many do you said you've already caught? I don't get to listen, so just tell you them. We won't play the guessing game. Overrated, 18 teams were overrated by them in the preseason poll compared to what came out at the end. 18. Out of the 18, 12 dropped completely out of the top 25. Almost half, Brock. 12. All right, how many moved up? Well, if you had 18 moved down, what does that mean? Seven moved up.
Seven, yep.
The best place to be, was 18, 19, 22, 23. Five of those moved up. The other one moved completely out. The worst place to be, 1 through 6, all moved down. Every one of them. Two of them moved down not far, one or two spots. Then the other three, number one went to 12, and we know what number two and number four did. Out completely. So if you're making your top 25, do not make it. If you're close to what the AP is, you're gonna have a bad pick. You are. That's unheard of. 12 teams completely did not come back in on the, or weren't they in the last? That's unheard of. 12?
Now let me ask you this, because you're right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Here's the question, though, okay? And that I've been asking this since the end of last season every so often. The things that we used to make those predictions last year do seem to still be valuable. What do you have returning? Who is your quarterback? Who's your coach? What's your schedule look like? Now, we were wrong on some of that stuff last year, but I've asked, do we just not care about seniority anymore? Do we not care about retention? Do we not care about snaps returning and returning production like Bill Conley does? Do we just ignore that altogether? And the reality is there's not a better way to do it unless you actually do what you're talking about and just pick 30 teams and literally just throw darts and do it. You're still going to have to lean on some of the same stuff, even if you're, you know, even if you're like, don't match the AP, you're still going to have to kind of use the same parameters that AP voters are using, right?
Well, do you? I mean, if 12 of their teams, almost half, don't even belong in here, aren't even in the top 25, what I would suggest doing, first of all, the team that won the national championship was in that 18 to 23 preseason ranking. Ole Miss, number three, was in that 18 to 23. Okay? No one has a problem saying Indiana was the best team. No one's going to have
right.
that. In 1982, they'd have said they would have voted them the national champion. So,
right.
But the deal is you've got to open your mind because the last one had the first one didn't have Navy, didn't have North Texas, didn't have Tulane. You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
You better put those in. If you want to be right, after the national championship game in 27, because I'm going to make mine out before the AP comes out. And you can't be that wrong. You can't do this for a living. Is there any job that you can do for a living and keep your job if you're that bad?
honestly.
That's terrible.
Maybe not.
I don't think we're paying people for their preseason top 25, though, David.
But somebody is paying those people who are on that, who do that. Somebody is. You know, do y'all have one associated with your station? Do you have a guy that gets a vote, an AP vote?
We don't.
Not that I know of.
I don't think so.
And I don't get a vote, and you don't get, you know. So, but I'm just saying that we're putting a lot into a lot. We all do. I've done it since, I mean, I'm old. So, I mean, I've done it since forever. Since, you know, it was Notre Dame, Southern Cal, Michigan, Ohio State in the top five every year. Well, guess what? We're back to that now. But, and that's fine. That's good. But I'm telling you, watch 1 through 6 and watch 18 through 23. And it's hard to imagine that 1 through 6 won't be in the top four. But that's what happened this past year. I mean, it's hard to imagine 18 through 23 will have two teams in the top five when they're done. Well, two teams in the top three. That's just, is it luck? If it is, then go buy a lottery ticket, you know?
Well, and let me say that, David, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. No, it's not. Let me ask this, okay? Because what David is saying, Ben, we went through the math earlier. You locked it down about half the teams are in and half were out, and David broke it down a little further. Let me just go to the postseason, okay? We got to have some grace here. I think you'll agree with me on this. We got to have some grace here. If you put, let's say, Ole Miss number three before the season, You would have had no reasonable basis to do that, okay? But that's what happened in the course of the college football season. I've said it. Games are not played on paper, but preseason polls are done on paper. It has to make sense. If you put Ole Miss third, you would have ended up being right, but you would have done that for no reason. Putting Georgia 6 and Miami 2, you would have had no reason to do that. Putting BYU 11 and Texas 12, you would have had no reason to do that. Putting Penn State and Clemson out of the poll and Vanderbilt and Virginia in the poll, you would have no reason to do that. You can't – I feel David is right, but you have to have a reason for doing it. And sometimes the reason that a team gets put in the poll at the end, or the reason a team gets into the top five, is a reason that would have never presented itself on paper in August.
Yeah, I just looking Texas was preseason number one last year, and they finished 12th. You know, I don't think they were number one, but, I mean, I would probably thought they were top five. I don't blame the voters as much as I blame just the circumstances of where we are in college football. And it's what we talked about much of hour one. When you have a transfer portal and are influencing recruits with NIL, and I'm not complaining about it, it's just the way it is. How hard is it to evaluate a roster from year to year? We talked about LSU earlier. Real expensive roster, very talented players. You don't know if they're the right pieces that are going to all fit together. And you just don't. And so LSU's one of those. They could finish top five. They could finish outside the top 25. Who knows? But I don't really blame people for putting them in the poll right now, because again, somebody's got to be.
What we're mad at? Let me say it like this: we're mad at baseball right now because everyone knows the Dodgers are going to win the World Series, but we're mad at college football because it's really unpredictable and nobody knows what's going to happen?
The logic for putting Penn State and Clemson where they were so high last year was sound. You can't tell me it wasn't. Returning production, all of that stuff, it was sound to put them. So neither finished in the top 25, one fired their coach. I don't blame anybody for putting them in the top 10 in preseason last year.
Remember Bill Conley came on with us? I remember we were at Moretti's and Bill Conley was on. And he was lower on Clemson. But I think he had Clemson like 11 or something like that. Like even people who were low on Clemson had him 11. There was nobody that had any reason to get him completely out of the poll. I mean it would not have made any logical sense. Here's how I view preseason poll. I know we got a couple, just like a minute and a half left. We gotta take a break here. I view a preseason poll like this. I think I know what you might have on paper. But now we play games, and I'm proven right about some stuff and wrong about some stuff. And I'm wrong good and wrong bad. And so now I got to figure out the next week, okay, what weighs more? How do I re-rank you? So it's just a starting point. It's a starting point before I have any information on any teams. It's just a place to start. And you can't start somebody somewhere for no reason just because all the reasons say they're supposed to be there, but I know they're not going to get there, which is essentially what David's asking. But you can't do that. That's nuts. That's anarchy. Okay, that really is blindfolding yourself.
Ronnie and Easley said being wrong half the time while still getting paid. Meteorologists say hold my beer. Hey,
touche.
Let's get Michael on the other side, and then we'll get Will Vandervoort if we can.
Fantastic. We will do that. Let me do this. We've got Willie V coming. I've got some more notes. In fact, we may not even get through this whole list today. We may have to move some of that. I have a thought on the Braves that's probably good for today that we need to just – I feel like if we had been on the air yesterday, we would have needed to have some sort of a therapy session for the Braves fans. I don't know if we still need to do that. Maybe a hump day headline or two at the end of the show. Love to get your thoughts. 654-ROAR, Adams Gorfing text line, Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. We will go to the phones. We will get Willie V. We'll do all that in the final hour of the show here on a Wednesday right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.